Drop it.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? 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 Introducing Phantom of the Dark.
You are tuning into the Profit Podcast with your automatic winning host, New Haven / James Mezzy. What's up?
Heyo! I got a minute.
God,
what I fucking love this. Like, we only talk about good, amazing tournament shit. It's like, I am so excited for every podcast. This is awesome, man. Riviera. We can even talk about fucking last week if we want a little bit. We'll touch on it, but good to see you again for another edition. We got Tiger, we got Waste, we had a winner in Scottie Scheffler last week.
Oh, super my fun. God. Very happy for you, because I haven't put a dime on Scottie Scheffler. straight up
fucking money.
I have been touting Tagala for a while. I've been talking about this kid, had crazy talent. Why he took 3-wood on 16.
I mean, hey, if that ball cuts what, 2 feet, he's good.
But okay,
I love it. I'm fucking.
But understand what I'm saying though. It's about realizing your position. I think 16 for sure gets into a playoff, and you can birdie 18.
Yeah. I mean, you know, on one hand, I like it. On the other hand, you're right. He hit that little fucking. It's like a 16 degree hybrid, and he had been cutting that thing perfect all week.
It doesn't matter if he laces it; it's going in the water. We saw Ricky hit 3-wood. Remember when Ricky hit 3-wood in the water a couple years ago?
We kind of knew that was going to happen eventually. Like, the wheels were fucking falling off of this dude. It was always going to happen. I mean, it was just a matter of time, whether it was then, whether it was on 17 and he, you know, bangs it dead left and he's completely stymied, or on 18, if he hits it in the bunker and he's against the wall, at some point, he's just not ready to win that kind
of
tournament.
That was kind of a bad break when he hit it in the bunker right up against the lip.
I get it.
Was that 15?
You know, he didn't have a bad break with fucking Scheffler hitting it right in the middle and Cantlay obviously getting up and down. But anyways, It was a fun tournament. Obviously, the hole-in-one was the best part. But the Gala, honestly, I mean, I think I'm going to probably fade him this week, and we'll talk about it later. But he's definitely a player. You know me. I love the pedigree dudes. Whenever you were the number one amateur in the world, like, I'm just always going to gravitate towards you being successful. And, you know, he was at Pepperdine. He was one of the best players. So he's a guy we will absolutely be talking about in the future. Just not quite yet. He's not ready to win that tournament. You know that. Come on. Who wins that tournament like that? And then that's just not ready. Okay. Scheffler was finally ready, though, and that's what's important. Finally, Scotty gets it done. My first win of the year, fucking had so many shitty outright bets this year, but finally got one.
Was he 28?
I got him at 30, even 30. So
he paid for the week? How about the rest of the
week? I had a great week. I had a wonderful week. Yeah, I had to head to well. It was a fucking great week. We're up 10 units overall in the season. West Coast swing coming to an end at Riviera.
Oh my God, I'm getting a little woody right now. A little quarter chub.
This is okay. Torrey, I love, because I played Torrey Pines a million times. Masters is the Masters. And then you have fucking Riv, which is like the best. I mean, to me, it is like how every golf course should be set up to test these guys. You have short par four. I mean, number 10 is like iconic, right?
Right.
Hard greens. You got to get up and down. I mean, it's just, and we'll get into the course breakdown soon, but this Tiger's tournament now, right? Second year's Tiger's tournament. And we have an amazing field. 10, 35 of the top 50, all of the top 10. I mean, this is a fucking major. The players, Sawgrass, Florida, meh. This is the fifth major. And I'm going to make that case all throughout the podcast.
Right.
You love it. But here's what we've been doing this year. Well, go ahead.
Is your boy here this week?
My boy Colin. You mean the Southern California native Colin Morikawa?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I think he might be here. But before we get into that, One thing we're going to do this year, every single time we come on, we want to bring on a special guest, someone that, you know, we respect, someone we're going to have fun talking with. Obviously, that's the first and foremost, the biggest problem, the biggest thing, because we want to have a good time while we're doing this. We're only talking big tournaments, and we're only going to have big guests on when we do that. Today, we are have the pleasure of, is he still over? Did we bring him over from the pond? He lives over here now. He's going to have to fill us in on all that. But our guy from BetUS, let's bring him in, add him to the stream. Flash Gordon. Flash. Second appearance on the podcast. I can't remember what tournament was it we talked about. Was it US Open last year?
Yeah, well, and British. We did the British Open as well.
The British. Yeah. Their home course, right?
Yeah.
Happy that was good.
So how have you been, man? Everything
that was good?
Yeah, everything. Cool. Yeah, and obviously now the season starts for me. Obviously, soccer is my bread and butter. But obviously, when the golf kicks in and we start getting closer to the players, and then it's the Masters, and just everything goes out the window because you're just looking for golf every single week. Scouting missions, I call them scouting missions.
I was checking out the BetUS website, and you have soccer content for every fucking leagues I've ever even heard of. And your face is on them. Like, you just sit there all day and talk La Liga, talk Bundes, talk Champions, talk Premier. I mean, that's crazy, first and foremost. I mean, your soccer content is wild over there.
Yeah, I'm very, very lucky that and it helps in this game, by the way, in the golf as well. I have a photographic memory, and obviously I have been to know the ins and outs of 80 teams and how they play and the personnel they've got. Well, then I had the conversation with my missus and say, well, there's 145 that tee it up in a golf tournament, but there might be 50 of them different next week. So you might have 1,000 players over the course of 10 weeks, 15 weeks, and then on two tours, because by the way, there's not just the PGA, because the boys from Europe like to come across, and you've got a few that I like the Australasian players in winter. Like, so basically our winter. And obviously, Cam Smith went and got it done. Stuart Appleby used to go and get it done in Hawaii early on. Now, golf's beyond a passion for me. All the way through my playing career of being a footballer. And then I wanted to be a professional caddy, as I've told you before.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and talk about that a little bit. Golfing scholarship in the States. So
How did you get going in the golf handicapping? And you know, obviously, you know, you've been in the industry for a long time.
Yeah.
But just kind of give us the golf outlook.
It's probably, I would say it's like taking a drug that lasts for 5 days. You put you light up your smoke on a Wednesday night, and hopefully it doesn't go out until Sunday afternoon. I think that's the best way to put it. And the other good thing is, obviously in the early days you put your bet on and you waited, but then you could start trading out. So I could have maybe 10 players on a final round on a Sunday morning, where I had nothing at stake but winnings.
Yeah.
And then I loved it. And you only need to, and then obviously, listen, Tiger come along and he just made it easy to make money out of betting golf. I remember once he'd not won for a while. And I think it was St. Andrews, maybe 2005. And Ladbrokes, who's like the magic sign in Europe, they went like 7-1.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, it was over Saturday afternoon. Do you know what I mean? It was like, and it was like, and if Tiger was like within four at the Masters on a Saturday, and they just, they weren't aware. They were late to the party, and it was great. So you
caddied on the European equivalent of the Corn Ferry, correct?
Then
your son played college golf at the D1 here in the States, right?
Yeah, he did. He was at a college in South Carolina. He won the actual, I think it was the National Christian Colleges National Championships.
Okay.
So, he was.
So you have a golf background. What is your hand? Can you play? Can you get it airborne?
I can play. I've not played for a while, old chestnut, obviously, because I'm doing too busy at the moment, but I want to get out again.
You 22 so podcasts every fucking
some people, you know what people like? You know when you meet these people and they say, I like me golf, and they like pay $100,000 a year to be at a country club, and they're like, got all the gear, no idea. And I'm like, 16 I can get away with, you know?
Oh,
but on a good day, that gives me half a dozen, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see where you're going here. No way.
My strength is putting. Obviously, being a caddy, my strength is putting.
Okay.
Cannot chip for money, can launch it a long way off the tee, but my putting, I'm regular 30-foot, putts for bogey, you know, one putt bogeys or one putt.
So I just, you were, I mean, despite all the soccer, you are betting golf every single freaking week.
Yes, without doubt, without doubt. Yeah, and what I've done recently is maybe make 8-10 selections, scale it down, see where they are after 36 holes. I mean, I come up with a great stat recently. Do you know that John Rahm, I had Rahm, I mean, two tournaments ago. Mm-hmm. He's 0-6 for the lead if he leads after 36 holes. Hmm. 0-6, apart from obviously the one where he had to have COVID, because I think we all believe that he would have obviously gone and won that.
Yeah.
So, but he's 0-6 from a 36 hole lead.
You should look at that. You should actually look at everybody after 52.
Not named Tiger Woods.
Not yeah. named Tiger Woods. Bro,
that wouldn't win. That's automatic.
So just forget about it.
No, I know 2 years ago at the Masters, obviously when everything was in, I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah, it was. Yeah, when Dustin had everything. Yeah. Remember we had the Masters late on in the year and mm-hmm. everything was in his favor. Like nipping, no, didn't want no spin. And you knew your fate. You knew he weren't coming back.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was... I mean, obviously, you know, yeah, I could take the green jacket off him, but that's not real. That's not real, Masters. Let's be real here. But anyways, okay. Is it time to get into some Riviera? I think it is. I mean, this is probably my other than Augusta. I mean, this is the second best tournament. I like Torrey for personal reasons, but this is on a golf course that we all know. We've seen it since, what, the 50s, I think they've been playing here. Old L.A. Open, right? So here we go. Should we start talking about the course? Haven, is that where we're going with this?
Yeah, please do.
Oh.
Course preview. You will love it.
That's amazing. Wait. That's like a fucking like an early 90s like radio guy. Dude, that was great. We need to get that one. That was obviously not a drop, by the way. That was straight a cappella. Do you have your read ready to go, Haven, or do you want to go with it?
Listen, we know the course. I mean, come on. 7,200.
Yeah.
Beautiful Poa. It's going to be 72 degrees. We got the freaking, what do you call it? We got the Cuckaroo, rough, right? We got the Poa bent greens, and they're kind of like the upside down saucer. Like a lot of them that have the shaved off areas here. You got to golf your ball here. Everybody knows we got, was that 10? It's 10, right? Yeah.
10.
Unbelievable par 4, drivable. Everybody fucks it up. We all know. We watch it. I say lay up. JD says go for it.
Oh, you got to go for it.
That's 18. Oh, really, really strong. Really strong. There have been some questionable names that have won here. Very lending towards SoCal familiar names.
Yeah, I agree.
Either went to school or grew up out here.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think that's important, right? Because
we got John Merrick. We got a John Merrick here.
John Merrick, you have a J.B. Holmes, you have a James Hahn mixed in with like Bubba, who's won two or three times, you know, and you have some even competing with those with Merritt, and those guys were like super. They actually like beat really good players. So I think the one thing that's interesting is for me, and I don't know, Flash, tell me what you think here. I don't really love like course history course comps normally, but when it comes to Poa and Kikuyu and the West Coast swing, I weigh on it way more than I will when they get to Bermuda, when they get to Bent. What is your feeling on just that as a general theme? And, you know, what do you think when it comes to these West Coast courses, Riviera specifically?
I think it makes players uncomfortable because they don't know how the ball's going to react all the time. So it gives them another problem to think about. But I love the greens being if you're coming out of the rough, good luck. Because all of a sudden you shouldn't be going for the green. You're even almost trying to like go to the edge of a green and just try and chip one putt, do one. But as we're going to talk about some of the players, they just see the flag. And it's like sometimes it's not the right thing to do. And I love this course because you have a look at the winners, bar none. You win over 4 days here, you normally are the best player over the 4 days. You've hit greens because you hit fairways. You don't hit many greens if you don't hit fairways here.
Yeah, and I think that you can be in the fairway and be blocked off from hitting the green here. And that's kind of how tight this thing is. And you know, we saw it. Was it last year where they had to delay the damn thing because it was so windy and the greens were so fast that they were like, well, this is not playable condition. So they just shut it down on a Saturday, and that's what they do. They're going to bake this thing out, and they're going to give them this is going to be the hardest, most firm conditions they will see this side of a U.S. Open. And, I mean, we don't even know what the U.S. Open is going to be. We know what this is going to be. They haven't had rain down here. In Haven, you're in San Diego. We haven't had rain in the West Coast.
It did rain in San Diego. California rained.
Yeah,
it didn't rain. It wasn't torrential.
It hasn't had actual rain since December. So basically, whatever they want to do with this golf course, they're going to do it. And I feel like because it has that invitational status, they're going to make this shit hard. So, give me your guys' winning score. I feel like it's going to be 10, maybe 11. And I've heard the rough is a little higher than normal, which would mean we're looking like 8, 7s, and 8s. What do you guys think?
That's fine. I like that. 11.
I said no more than 12.
12. Yeah.
I wrote no max. More than 12.
Love it.
I can usually peg it daggone after day two.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I think it's important. Like, I saw a lot of these props with like six over under like 69s for like the top players. I don't know, man. I'm just give me all the overs and let me see what happens after the end of round one. Because
I wrote 468s wins.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Easily. Yeah.
That's 12.
Yeah. That's 12.
Do you know what I mean? The other thing about this course, and you've got to talk about, is the sixth, because obviously it's a par three. So you can play up to like 200 yards. And there's a bunker in the middle. That's and it's like idea. That. And if you get here and you have the front right pin or the back left pin, and if you block one, you're in the – it's like you –
you might be chipping over the bunker.
It's a great test of golf. It really is. And so many good players have not got it done.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. I think I see more big numbers on – isn't there a par three before – like right before – like two holes before that hole? The one
fourth,
that –
yeah.
Fourth. Is that the one wrong aced?
That's the long one.
Yes,
the long, crazy long one.
And then it tilts like not back to front, it tilts right to left.
Hey, I see some numbers. I see some numbers on that. On that part three.
It's guarded by like a big massive bunker. Yeah. So they bail out right. And when it's firm, it bounces right. But again, so if we're looking at the tee, from the tee to the green, it's like that. Right. So you've got to go there because you don't want to go there. But you free putt. And you free part normally because you've come up 6 foot short. Exactly. And there's the other one. Idiosyncrasies around the hole on this course.
In Poa.
You're never in the hole.
You're never sitting over. You're like, oh, I have a great read on the 6 footer. Like, no, fuck that. Because you're just going to bounce. Yeah. Now you're on the Poa. And it is just a great test. I think we can all agree.
The par threes are rascals. They are rascals.
It's one of the most. It's the most fun course for me to watch on tour, throughout the year that we know it. We love it. 18 right up into that beautiful clubhouse. Great finishing hole. So, anyways, we're done with the course. It's going to be a test. It's going to take an all around game. You're going to have to get up and down. You're going to have to hit fairways. You're going to have to hit greens. You're going to want the all around player. So I think we should just let's just fucking dive into this shit. We got a full. We have so many players to talk about. Let's get into it. Let's start with the top of the board. We still have the top of the board. What?
Golfers, top of the board.
All right, so I'm gonna actually I want to talk about the top two because I feel like the next couple are in a different little class there. Rom Cantlay. Is Rom really better than Cantlay right now?
Flash. Yes.
By an absolute country mile.
Really?
Yeah, let me tell you. Let me just give you some facts that give my opinion.
Their
right?
Current form, you're telling me Rahm is better than Cantlay right now.
We'll just go by the chances that Cantlay's had over the last couple of weeks. Yeah. If Rahm had had them, they would have been over, and he would have won by 5.
But that's the point.
Right?
Rahm's not even where to fucking be found, and Cantlay's right there.
But he is and there's one reason for that. Greens, right? Just to this weekend, greens tied second, right?
Yeah.
He's driving sixth. And then we're talking tied second in the field. Driving sixth, putting 125th. Now, there's always a backup to that because he's driving, he's sixth in the field, right? So that means he's going in because he's averaging 315 to 325. It gets worse. He's going in with decent irons. He's not hitting it close enough. There's my problem with Rahm. If Rahm hits it closer, he wins and he's
But then, were
not really his thing. Not really his thing, by the way.
That his irons have never been his thing. That's
not really his thing.
Cantlay, at this point, why is Rahm better than Cantlay?
Come on, because Cantlay's had chances and not got it done.
How about a major? Cantlay,
let me
how
give you Cantlay's last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 starts.
First, fourth, ninth, fourth, second.
And he probably should have won 3 of them, but he didn't win.
I saw a stat that Cantlay has finished his round in the top 5, 21 out of the last 25 rounds.
He's like a really good phenom.
What the fuck are you? Don't get me wrong. I love Rahm. And maybe I'm like the biggest fucking Rahm hater in the world. The dude is just not an elite iron player. He'll never be one. I don't know how he can do it with that little fucking layoff.
But he's doing all right in majors, though. You know what I mean? When it means it. Again,
he's not good at chipping.
On the hardest golf course. Golf course for me, the Riviera, please put it on the fairway, right?
And that's it.
Just last week alone, he was 6th. If he is in the top 8 strokes again this week,
insane.
You're crazy, bro. Rahm is not even close.
Dude can't chip. I'm going to tell you right now, this dude can't chip. He's lost.
Yeah, yet he got majors.
This dude can't chip. He's lost strokes chipping in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You say that, but 7 out of the last 9, he's lost.
Cantlay's been losing the ball right. Okay, he's been double crossing left.
He can't fucking chip.
And he's putting. The amount of chances he's had, he should have won the week before last.
Yeah, he lost strokes putting last week, which is wild for him because he is an elite putter. You're gonna have to chip at Riviera. I think we can all agree on that. He's not a very good chipper. And his approach game is not like awful. It's okay. Like we're looking at a guy who like missed a cut at the Fortnite. I mean, he was wine drunk that time. So we'll just throw that out there. But I'm going to be honest with you. We're not even talking about the outright market. I bet Cantlay plus 135 over Rahm this week.
Now, that's not a bad number. I will give you that. That's not a bad number.
That's not the difference between these guys. It's not 135. It's like give me 110 is probably the fair.
Yeah, that's not a bad number. I will give you that. And Cantlay actually has a decent record here.
Did you get a plus one? Yeah, he does. It's his local course. He is the local boy, bar none. He's had chances here before and not got it done. I mean, listen, if I'm not going to let Rahm run loose at 8:35, I'm not letting him run loose. He will save my whole week because there will be money on him at plus 8:35.
Let's just say we're not betting on either of these two, right?
So, Flash, I do have a question. Do you do it like I do it? Or I think I got JD to do it the same way, where you bet everybody to win the same amount, or do you how do you do it?
Yeah, so basically, I'll make this up. So basically, I'll have maybe 10 people, 10 players that are 100 to 1, say $10, right? Mm-hmm. So each one of them, 100 to 1 is going to give me 1,000. I've put out 100, so that wins up 900. But then I'd have $150 or $100 on Rahm at 800. So basically, I would win $650. Gotcha. You know? So basically, my saver. And then I've got Rahm top 10 at plus 115. So I might have $100. That pays for my 10 100 to 1 shots.
Okay. So your strategy in this, and I think it's really interesting because there's a lot of different ways you can form your card here. So you went with a lot of long shots and Rahm. Is that what you're Flash?
Yeah, I have done that. They seem to be, and even longer than that.
Okay. Yeah, enough, of course. Like we're going all the way down the board. Haven, you're not betting either of these two guys. Yeah. Okay. I don't either. But I think there is an argument where it's like, hey, let me get Rahm and a bunch of 100 to ones. Like, and we're going to talk about a bunch of 100 to ones that are completely live a little bit later. I don't think that's out of the question by any means. I think these next four guys, and I'm leaving Xander off because he is not in this class of golfer. And the fact that he is like shorter than these guys, just kind of, it's just wild to me. But JT, Dustin, Morikawa and Rory, you're finding them anywhere between like 16 and 22, depending on your book. They're all kind of right there. I love these four. Like, I think there's a world where you can just take these four and just call it good. And that's it. And you're just like, okay, let me just grab these guys and go, you know, sweat on Sunday. I think the way that I did it was I took one of them and then grabbed a bunch of other guys. But JT, Dustin, Colin, and Rory, Flash, do you have one of those that you like better than the other?
On this course,
are you betting any of them?
No, I'm not betting any of them. Okay. If I was and you forced me, I'd probably go with JT because of his iron play into this type of green.
Lost a playoff here to JB Holmes.
But yes, but I cannot go with him at the moment because of off the tee. Okay. Off the tee, he has no idea where it's going. So I think, as I say, I've got to go with players I think are going to hit fairways, yep. And that will give me an opportunity to score around here. And remember, we only need someone. Someone could shoot over par for one of the four rounds and still win here.
100%, yeah. Haven, one of those four. If you had to pick one, who are you picking? Let's just assume they're all the same prices.
Give it to me again. I'm looking at the board, but where are you at?
DJ. I mean, and talking about this, like Thomas lost. He had the lead on 18 to JB Holmes. He made bogey, I think, or some shit. Like when JB Holmes won, like he was right there. Mm-hmm. Dustin Johnson's won this a million times.
He had like a four shot lead. JT had a four shot lead.
So he just fucking failed, basically.
Oh, bro, it was nasty. Yeah.
So JT, DJ, Colin, Rory, they're all anywhere between 16 and 22. Like, you know, you got to figure it out. But, you know, what would you, are you betting any of those guys? And if you gunned ahead, who would you get out of those?
I'm not betting any of those guys.
You're not betting anyone. Come on, man.
You know, what are we doing? You know, your boy Morgan.
What are we doing here?
I would probably go with Morgan. Being his iron. Colin
Morikawa is 23-1. He's an LA guy. He's won every level. He's won in college. He's won majors. He's won WGCs. He only wins big tournaments. He doesn't have any shit tournaments except the fucking Rio Tahoe Open that no one watched. It was his first win.
Morikawa. God bless you, Morikawa. Thank you for winning and not choking in the clutch. You're the most consistent player on tour and James's son.
That's an old one. Lost 7 strokes putting here and then immediately went to the claw at concession and won concession the very next week. I mean, grew up playing. I mean, he's an LA dude. I don't know. To me, if you put all those guys at the same price and Morikawa right now is looking at 23-1.
He's been playing in Dubai last few weeks, haven't he?
Yeah, he's been. Yeah, he took the blood money.
I
advised my son not to take the blood money and go over there. I told him to stay stateside where he's safe. I was a little bit worried about him when they started launching bombs into Dubai. Wasn't really, really happy with that decision, you know. He's got a family to worry about now.
Took the blood money.
And every course, by the way, that they've played so far has been so windy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know what the weather's gonna be like here.
Well, it's gonna be really windy up until about 8 o'clock in the morning and after about 7 o'clock at night. Oh, it's really strange because normally we have the wind during the day. No, it's like. Just gusts up to like
those Santa Anas will flip like fucking that. Living in Ventura as long as you did, you know that, dude. Those things, good luck forecasting those winds.
It's good. It makes for better golf.
That's DJ why we bet live though.
DJ Thank has you. Had yeah. a great success here. I mean, he's won once or twice, and then he's got like a playoff loss to someone. I think
basically lives here. He kind of ran away with it 1 year almost, basically.
You know what no one's talking about, and I'm not going to talk about him other than this one time because I kind of like the fact that no one's talking about him, is Rory.
That's not the person nobody's talking about.
I haven't heard anyone talking about Rory all week.
Well, there's another guy nobody's talking about again.
What?
There's another guy nobody's talking about.
Amongst those four?
No, not amongst those four. Yeah, no, okay.
Dude, Rory's last 5 finishes. Shit, let's go 7. 4th, 14th, 1st, 6th, 18th, 12th. Third. He's been over in the desert taking the blood money instead of being here playing at his new country, United States of America's tournaments. And he just forgot about him. This guy's, his form is insane. Why is he like, I'm not going to bet him. I'm going to have him in outright and one and dones. But I mean, Rory's playing some good ass golf and that he won the CJ Cup. There was a good field there.
No argument. I mean, listen, if he's your guy,
I think he's bettable at 22.5. That's what I'm saying.
He's definitely bettable, but there's some people. Oof, there are some names in this next group.
I think we've exhausted that. Yes. Can we talk about Xander real quick? Xander is 16 to Xander is shorter than all these guys at Bookmaker right now. And last week we got him at 22. Him being shorter than the four guys we just talked about, I mean, at this point, isn't that just kind of fucking ridiculous? Flash, I mean, give me your Xander take real quick.
You know why, though.
I don't know.
His putting's not right at the moment. But, I mean, listen, he's one of them talented boys that's going to always – he's going to have to break through and go away from a field, you know? Because how many times are you – we watch all 4 days and we're like, oh, my God, this boy can just go now. He's going to go. No one's playing like him. And he just gives them every, you hang around long enough, people tread on you and go past you. And this is his problem. And at 16 to 1, as New says, in this next group, you could name six players and four of them could probably be on your list.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, he's not realistic. I mean, he's got to be in the 20s to be bad. But okay, let's get in the next group. This is a great group. Excuse me, the high noons. High noons this week. Hold on, you guys know. That's where we're at. We need a sponsor, seltzer sponsor. My buddy, the seltzer bro, you know him, Haven. The seltzer bro. He found these like $6.99 seltzers for like 12 pack of seltzers for $6.99 at the local grocery outlet. And I'm like, dude, we have to draw the line somewhere, and this is where we are. We cannot be drinking these things right now. And they're awful. Anyways, that was my sidebar.
Why is everything getting expensive when we buy stuff except for fucking seltzer?
Gordon, do they have seltzers in the UK?
Everything else.
Are they drinking seltzers in the UK?
No, Alka-Seltzer. No, what is seltzer? You get an Alka-Seltzer the day after because you've been drinking stuff that's not seltzer. No, I have no idea.
Okay. Well, there's our UK correspondent, seltzer correspondent, checking in real quick. He has no idea. All right, next group. Hovland, Cam Smith, Decky, Scheffler, Zal. Willie G's not quite in that group. Hovland, Cam Smith, Decky, Scheffler. I mean, I don't have any bets here.
Bro.
Haven, who do you like? Cam Smith is 19 and a half to one. What are we doing here?
I don't know. Who would have thought we get to the day where Cam Smith.
19 and a half to one?
Hey, I tell you what. If you go back and look at all the people who have set the tour record for lowest tournament to par.
Well, I ain't getting set this week.
The book really respects this. Right, respects that record. Cam Smith, I think, has gone to another level. He's not going to get my money, but my man Decky, I'm already on him. I told you I am Team Japan, and I think this course sets up perfect.
Okay.
For Decky.
27 and off.
That is
find him there. Yeah, that's
so well, it's a great price when you think that Xander's at 16. You've got Cam Smith now, who's coming in. He's in 18 now in some books, 19 in others. I've got basically Matsuyama and Zalatoris were my two in this sort of group. And Zalatoris, I can get 38.50. And it wasn't a few weeks ago that he was like 22s.
38.50, yeah. That's quite a number there.
Yeah, I know.
Bookmaker went wild on this. I mean, that's the by far the highest number. Let me pull up BetUS and see what this did a little comparison. But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you got to shop around. So Cam Smith at 19 and a half, that's just wild, right? Like, we're not, that's just, I mean, we got to hone that in. Mm-hmm. What the hell happened to Victor last week? Will somebody answer me that question? The dude, like, kind of lit it up in the desert. Comes and goes to the American desert and just shits the bed, misses the cut.
Exactly like Rory, exactly like Morikawa, but he just came a week earlier. This is what we're saying. I don't like the way they come from Dubai, and I'm going to contradict myself when I find one a little bit further down the line around the 8400. But I just can't do that. I just want someone who's in a groove and they're just about to win because they're playing so well.
I like it. Basically has their feet under him a little bit more. And then Scottie Scheffler, 27 and a half. I mean, now that he has a win, we're kind of like, okay, well, now he's being priced.
Do you think he goes back to back? He's a class player, isn't he?
God, he's so fucking good. He could. I mean, I like fading guys off wins. I don't know about you guys. Like, that's just kind of what I do. Haven, I mean, what do you think about Scheffler this week? I don't see – I don't know, man. That's tough. It's just
– No, I never go back-to-back. Tiger's the only person I ever did back-to-back.
Very profitable fading first-time winners. Very profitable.
So, Hovland, Smith, Decky, Scheffler. I'm going to leave Willie Z out until the next group. But of those four, do we have any bets there? Because I don't.
I am taking Decky.
You're going to take Decky?
Yep.
Do you think Decky's just going to run through everyone this year, basically, is what you're doing?
The putter is not what it was.
Not bad.
Not as bad.
I don't hate that. And he's elite. I mean, the guy's world class, obviously. I mean, he's got, what, fucking two wins, three in the Masters? I mean, Jesus.
Masters correlation to this course.
Good point. Decky, 27 and a half. That's close. It's very close. This next group, I have a bunch of bets. Willie Z, Brooks, Sungjae, Spieth, Sam Burns. Let's throw Sam Burns in there. Sam Burns, let's just start with him. Had basically, what would he have, a three-shot lead going into the back
64-66 last year, wasn't he? He opened up 64-66. I was like, my God, what's going on here?
Yeah. And then he just, I mean, he melted. He hadn't had a win yet. So if he's in that position this year, he just closes it. Now that he has, what, two wins, I think? Trading at 30, that's putting a ton of stock.
That's 20 under it should be, though. He should be 50s.
Right.
Minimum 66s.
Yeah. I'm just not quite there with him yet. Haven, what do you think about Sammy Burns? I think I love his game, but he's won a bunch of scrub tournaments. This is a real golf tournament. What do you think? What do you think, Haven?
Sammy Burns, as much as high as I am on him this year, I'm going to wait. I don't think there's any reason to jump on this particular number. Okay. Yeah, there's not that many people I can really validate really getting on a number pre-tournament here anyway. But
I got you. Okay. Yeah. I have a guy in this group. I have another bet. I think this course sets up perfect for Sungjae Im. Sungjae Im he'll gain strokes in every category. I bet him at 40, and I'm seeing 48s. Yeah, I missed the number on 50, all the guys this week. 48 for Sungjae, 47.5. Six at the Farmers comp course, lost strokes on approach, which is, you know, he's fine on approach. Amazing around the greens, a great putter, loves POA, will gain strokes off the tee. He's like an elite driver of the golf ball. 3.4, 2.8, 2.1, 2.4, 2.6, 3, 2.6. Those are his off the tee numbers over the last whatever I just listed. Those are elite numbers since the Shriners, actually, when he won. I feel like this is a guy who can just, he's going to, his game is the all around game, and he's won at tough golf courses. I remember that Honda tournament he won where he was like a 5-under or some shit, where it was like hard in the rock, blowing, and everyone's just sucking, and he's just like making pars all over the place.
Honda.
I love him here. And that's my favorite bet. And look, you're getting him at 48-1. Sungjae's live, as far as I'm concerned. Thoughts, anyone?
Yeah, you're on your own on that one. But
okay.
Yeah, without a doubt. Especially if it's windy. If it's windy, you can't be holding your backswing up at the top for like 3 hours. You know what I mean? My God.
I can't believe that case I just made didn't sway any of you motherfuckers.
Nah, we're good.
All right. Is anyone else paying the Willie Z tax? I'm just going to bet him every single time.
I put him down because it's a big number, and he is the type of player that's going to be there or thereabouts. You know, I was just about to look at his top 10 and see what he would be for the top 10.
Plus 160, I would say.
Well, no, plus 140. So no, that's okay. Top 20. Top 20 for Willie Z is. The jury's out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I need it's probably gonna be like 2.5 to 1 or something like that.
What are you doing with Brooks? I mean, I feel like Brooks is back. Like Brooks just wants to fuck everyone up and win everything. Like I feel like he's like gaming now, and he's trying hard at every tournament. And
I can be closed on Brooks.
So he has terrible form here. He claims not to like Poe, even though his putting strokes, although they're a little distorted.
The thing is with Brooks, is he not like going all over the golf course? Is he not testing himself so much? I see him go left, go right. I just want someone who's going to hit nearly every single fairway. Yeah. I don't care if their iron plays out the window. I know that going into a green, I've got chances if I'm going from the fairway.
Makes sense.
If I'm coming from the rough, I know I've got chance. I need someone that's going to drive it well.
So here's my question, and this actually plays into a head-to-head that I have. So you hate Jordan Spieth this week because that motherfucker couldn't find a fairway with the.
I bet him last week, and I would have never been so happy to bet a loser. Honest to God, you know that I hex him. I cannot have him.
This dude couldn't find this guy couldn't find a fairway with like a beach ball at this point. Like,
bro, I was on it. I mean, I thought he was turning it around. His backswing looks slow, a little slower. I mean, is it just me or my tripping?
And his takeaway new. And his takeaway. He's got that deliberate. He's got that new one, and he's got that new practice. It's almost like if you're playing with him, you're walking on, think he's going to hit the ball, and it's not. It's like just a little dummy.
Looks like he's going to fucking shank it every single time. He's
got an excuse for every single shot, and I hate players like that. I hate players like, oh, I tell you what, your boy, the new lad, Fagali, he was like, get down, get down, get down. He came up short. You know what I mean?
Speeth is the worst, by the way. Speeth is the worst at that. Sit, sit. Yeah. 2 feet away. Ooh, that's too
much. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, no. Don't go in the bunker. Don't go in the bunker. It's like it's on the opposite side of the green. You know, I just hate speech players. I hate them.
So this is an interesting market that I want to. I just want to touch on these head to heads as we go through. I bet Brooks over Speeth because I just don't think Speeth can ever get the ball in play. And I think Brooks is a little bit better at that than Speeth is at least.
Yeah,
at -110, and you can find Brooks as a dog to Speeth. So I rebet it at +108. I mean,
that's a great price actually
because Brooks moved way against me, which is fine because usually I'll just double down and win. I have the last couple weeks, but like. I mean, that to me, I just don't understand how you're going to make.
I got Brooks versus Speeth. Brooks +102.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand that. To me, I mean, I think Brooks is playing well enough.
I like the momentum.
+1.5
yeah.
At -125.
I don't understand that. Neither guy I'm going to bet, but yeah, I do. So in this group, I paid the Zal tax and I like Sungjae. Yeah. Burns should not be priced here. Now we're going to get into the good stuff. I want to talk about one guy specifically because I think this is a breakout spot for him, and I don't have any exposure to him, but he's got to win on tour at some point because he's an elite player, and he's from your neck of the woods. He's from your continent.
No, no,
it's Patrick.
No, he doesn't hit it far enough. No, doesn't hit it close enough. Flatters to deceive because he's such a good putter.
Okay,
such a good putter.
So
I mean,
not here.
Because he's going in with like maybe a 5-iron when the other players are going in with eights. Okay. And we've already said, I want this ball coming off of my club face and coming out of the atmosphere. Like
so Rory hits stop. It.
I can't be going into some of these holes with like 3-iron difference.
That makes sense. Okay, chance. So we're out.
Yeah, we're out with him. And by the way, he has been cutting the ball a lot recently.
Okay.
And so, I don't want to go right here, neither.
Bubba has been steamed to 35.5. I wanted like a Bubba at 60, which is never going to happen. Bubba's missed a cut here twice, and he's won here three times.
Twice? No, is he three times? Well, definitely twice.
Yeah, the two wins, and he's missed the last two cuts. I'm out on him. I don't know. But here's what I love. These two guys, I bet them last year. I bet them to win when they won. I'm going to bet them at Riviera until they're dead. Adam Scott and Max Homa. I mean, 62.5 for Max and 40. And I got Scott at 50. Those are auto plays, right?
Yeah.
See, hey,
you can have both those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like them both.
You like those both?
Oh, all, yeah.
All over.
And the only thing that kills me with Scott, and he is a class. By the way, how well is his swing looking?
Right.
He has been absolutely poetic. So balanced. Great tempo. Just got to get the old handle going.
Pre-COVID's
cutting. Just please. Just have a good putting week.
So the one thing about Scott that's interesting is I really think that the whole what Australia did with COVID was, I mean, whatever, you know, we don't need to get into politics here, but basically became a police state. And he's like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I can't do anything. Like, I'm not going anywhere. I can't even get out of my fucking house or they'll like shoot me or something. I don't know. And so like, He explained, he's like, dude, it took a toll out of me. Pre-COVID, Scott was fire. Like, he was playing the best golf of his life pre-COVID. He had won this golf tournament right before COVID hit. So, and he's said that he's getting back to that form. He's playing well. So, I don't know. I like Scott here in those 60s, and he's had plenty of success here. Homa, obviously, winning last year. So, Cowboy, that goes without being said.
My both of mine are showing 40s.
For those guys?
For Scott.
Okay.
Max Homa 62s.
I grabbed a 5 early on Scott. So yeah.
Oh, I'm all over Max at 62. You know that I was on Max last week, so I watched him intently, by the way. He was driving tied third. I'm like, oh my God. And I watched his every single shot that wasn't on the telly. I watched him on Tracker. And he just got greedy and aggressive too early on in the competition. You know, he was sitting like one off the lead with like 11 holes, 9 holes to go. Good. And he short sides himself. He does absolutely starts with a bogey on the final round, like within the first 2 holes, then gets it back. He's 2 under through 9. You're like, okay, here we go. You're 13 under. You've only got to get to like 15 here, 16. And yet you've got 3 gimme birdies if you just hit the fairways. I'm thinking, I'm in here. I'm in. And he short-sized himself on the par three. Then he went long, like because he didn't take into account. It was like,
I love that though.
Going into a road.
No, he's like, fuck that. I'm going to fire these pins. I'm going to win this shit.
62 and a half. I'm all over him.
All right, let's do it. I'm with you guys. That is a total bet with me.
What got on top? 20.
So far, I have Colin, Zaltax, Sungjae, Scott, and Homa. I'm not going to talk about Taylor Gooch. I'm just going to bet him every week.
What about plus 200, by the way, on Homa top 20?
Check.
So I have a little different strategy on the top 20s this year because I was so bad last year.
Yeah.
let's go ahead and talk about those. Let's check those boxes a little bit later. We got some bombs. We even have that drop lined up. So,
but can I just give you a little bit of my method thinking?
Of course.
Okay. 2019, Scott tied seventh. Yep. 2020 wins.
Okay.
Homer, 2020 tied fifth. 2021 wins.
Okay.
So in the last three competition, Scott's gone tied seventh and won, and Homer tied fifth and won.
So we're looking for top 10 guys last year.
On him being top 20.
Okay.
And he's playing well.
I like it. Does that mean we should be looking for guys in the top 10 from last year and just start sprinkling them?
Yeah, I think, apart from maybe like a Taylor Gooch.
Yeah.
And people like that, because they can throw in a 77.
Yeah, as quick as don't that. Bet Taylor Gooch. All right, good.
Ooh, what a name. Gooch. Oh, my God. That is a classic, boy.
Tony Finau's 4-1. He obviously was one shot away from winning last year. His form has been absolute dog shit. Do we have any love for Finau?
Well, I've had too much love for him in the last few weeks. He's been on my card last two, and he's been horrendous.
He's fucking terrible.
I'm making a blue ball drop next week.
Bro, he's missed two cuts in a row. He's missed three out of his last five. 45th, missed. 19th, 40th, missed. I mean, this guy horrendous. Fucking sucks now. Yeah, I don't know what happened. He's not 41 here. I mean, good luck. Look, if Tony wins this, I mean,
happy birthday, guys.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, I'll be in Mexico. I'll be on the beach. I still wouldn't bet him.
Fuck no. He needs to be like 60.
No, if he was 140, I wouldn't bet him because I bet him the last 2 weeks and I've known my fate. It's like he's not getting into like any type of rhythm.
Right.
It's like bogey, birdie, double, bogey, bogey, birdie, double. It's like, what's going on?
I agree. No, I'm with you. But, so Gooch, I bet. I'm not going to talk about Gooch. That's just like, he's like my, I don't, for whatever reason, his long-term form is so good. Couldn't win this. I love this. I think this price is wrong. And Flash, I think you're going to agree with me on this one. Mark Leishman is 65-1. Like, have we seen the Australians here? Like, they played well.
Yeah.
Comp course, Torrey Pines, like the Kuyapoa.
Bro, Leishman got to be close to the senior tour. How old is Mark?
Come on. No, Leishman's been balling, bro.
I'm just saying, how old is this guy, though? This guy's no spring chicken.
Yeah.
Neither is Adam Scott, and he's got a dub here.
Yeah, but at 65, it's like, okay, you're looking at other people around him at the same price, and it's like Leishman's going to wander around. The leaders are going to be at, like, what, 9, 10, 11? You're going to see Leishman there, two under par for the first three rounds, and he'll shoot a 68 and finish on five.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a run for your money.
No, listen to this. I mean, his form is fine. I mean, it's not like bang. It's not crazy, but like it's Mark Leishman.
But remember, they're coming out of their like summer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying about Cam Smith. Cam Smith's at 19 because of what he did.
Yeah, he's been banging Australian blondes for the last fucking 3 months. Like, what the fuck? He just got back on tour. Whatever. Yeah. We got T19, not the Houston one. Fuck that.
I've got a player here. I've got a player here that I like in just outside this group of like Henley, Neiman, Garcia, Thomas Peters. Thomas Peters, right? He's 88. He's won twice already this year.
Should have won here. Should have won here.
And the thing is, he has everything in abundance. First of all, if he hits fairways,
except a mental
he's
game,
going in with wedge or 9-iron. He's won twice. I think it was around maybe 5 or 6 years ago. They thought that he was going to challenge to be world number one.
That's a good call, actually.
He went off the charts.
I'm going to take a piss while you guys talk about Tom.
The belief.
I'll be right back.
It's one of those where he thinks to himself, I'm actually belong here now. On all the tours, he was like the top boy in the Ryder Cup. I think that done him the world of good, and he hits it a country mile. I love him. I love him. I mean, I got him at 83.50, and I see that I can get him at 88s. So I'll probably have another little, maybe $10 on him at 88s.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he was the U.S. collegiate champion at this course, if I'm not mistaken. Because he went to school in the U.S., and they played the national championship here. And he's got good vibes here, so you're not wrong.
And he's got good vibes about the year, new.
Yeah, he's playing well. What about Seamus, who's been playing
crazy? But the problem you've got with him is, what about the opportunity he had on the both? Comes out of the traps, 36 holes, great. Everyone's cheering him. And 22s and 25s, and now he's at like, what, 50s and 60s? And he blows up.
I got a 75.
Pebble Beach. Right,
are we talking about Thomas Peters?
No, we're on Seamus Powers right now.
Okay, let me just go back to Thomas Peters real quick. This motherfucker has no fucking mental game to win one of the biggest golf tournaments in the entire world. There's no way this dude can hold up.
He came fourth in the Masters last year.
Fourth. That's not winning.
Yeah, they only beat 138 of them.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, fourth, you're just like, whatever. No.
He's won twice on tour already.
Bro, come on. He's got a better game than JB Holmes who won here. Come on, man.
And John Merrick.
John Merrick. Come on, bro.
I guarantee this guy probably shot like, I'm going to look at his Masters. He probably shot 65 on Sunday at the Masters to get fourth. Like, I'm just going to look real quick here. Hold on. Because there's no way we never even saw a golf shot he hit there. Come on.
Okay, we get it, JB. We can't wait to laugh at
68 when everyone else is just jerking off. Like, no, this is
not. We can't wait to laugh at you.
68, right. Paul.
Sorry. There's no way. There's no fucking way.
Okay, well, I like him.
Can't happen.
Okay.
I got to push back a little bit on your flash, right?
Oh, no, I'm happy. I've just bet him again. Because you said I can't have him.
This like, guy's fucking up. Child. Hey, I'll tell you who I'll take over Thomas Peters. And we can decide about this one. Give me your countryman, Paul Casey, over Thomas Peters. Paul Casey has a way better opportunity here. You can find him at 90 right now. Would I have been
really?
I've been at 80 to 1.
Wow,
Paul Casey.
I will take Luke List right now over Paul Casey every day of the week.
Oh, you guys are crazy, man. You're crazy.
At 80? At 80?
Casey crazy, is man. At 80 to 1. What do you mean?
When's the last time Paul Casey won a golf tournament?
What do you mean? He actually has wins on a PGA Tour. Thomas Peters.
So does Luke List.
Luke List, this guy's fucking first. What are we talking about? Luke List has been on tour for fucking 10 years.
Yeah, but Luke List should have won a few years ago. Was that at the was that on the Honda as well?
Where yeah, he the went Honda with JT.
Tommy Fleetwood?
No, it was JT won it in the playoff.
Who won it? Listen
to Paul Casey.
JT.
9th, 16th, 2nd, 24th. And here's what's important about Paul Casey is that his putter is like, I don't know, awful. I mean, can we just say that? Like, he's just a really fucking bad putter. No. CJ Cup, 4.7 strokes gained putting. The WGC St. Jude, and that was like a fucking decade ago. I get it. 7 strokes gained putting. He might. I mean, he's going to gain strokes on approach. I mean, that's just happening. He basically has done that since Jesus was born, right? So, I mean, that isn't that what we're looking for? We're looking for fairways, we're looking for greens, and we're looking for a guy who can get the putter hot.
Is this his first tournament of the year?
Yes, it is, and you hate that.
Oh my God, where is my noise? Where's my joint?
But we're getting a guy who's won twice at 8-1, man. What are we talking about?
Jeez, man.
You're Ben Thomas Peters, who literally might fucking is more likely to drown himself in the there's no ponds at Riviera, but the Pacific's not very far away because he's such a fucking head case.
Peters is going to get some more luggage.
James is on an island.
I'll die on this one.
On the island.
I will die. Anyways, look, I mean, you know what? Because I just really like Thomas Peters' game. He's just such a fucking mental wild person.
Well, we said the same thing about Rom.
Well, those games are not comparable. But anyways, okay. So I bet Leash, I bet Henley, Casey, obviously. You're really picking this part. You're picking a lot of these dudes off down here, right, Flash?
You have a lot of bets on this kind of these yeah, like I'm 90 just looking
at this category. Yeah. So okay, from Thomas Peters. Yeah, I've got Cockrack.
Love it. Love it.
Almost won here, right?
70s, Jason Cockrack.
I mean, he's a big game hunter. He drives. I mean, he has multiple wins on tour. I think that's a good. I think
the thing I don't like about him is his putts stay hit.
What number?
He might go 3 or 4 foot past, but he actually does get him to the hole.
What's your number?
Unlike Cantlay.
What's your number?
6850.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I got a 75 on Coke.
Yeah,
oh, there you go. That's seven more.
I think there's some sharp theme on him on Bookmaker because he's down to 67, but I guarantee you can find a 90 if you.
Yeah, I've got Homer down to 40s in one of mine.
Jesus,
down to 40s.
If you're not shopping golf, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You must do that.
Okay, Cockrack. Like it. You guys were talking about Seamus Power before I came through.
We need to get our Denver Connect going. That's what we need to do because who's got all the books?
Let's just move to Denver.
Okay, let me just go back. So I'll keep myself in.
So Seamus Power, like he basically like shit on himself on Saturday, and now he's going to win like the fifth biggest tournament of the year. I just don't see that happening. Like he, there's no reason why he should ever have lost that Pebble tournament, and he wasn't even sniffing contention. Like on Sunday, he wasn't even on a leaderboard. I just don't know how you go from there. I don't know. And I mean, shit. He's
the one that really caught my eye, and I know it's one of those, but we are the numbers. Mav McNeely, he's 90s.
Didn't he? W
and it was only a few weeks ago. He was like 33s.
That's a good price. That's a good price.
Why do I feel like he WD?
Hold on, bro. Hold the mother or wire. My brother. Harold Varner has shown up in Europe, has a W, and I believe he had the first round lead here, if I'm not mistaken. Mistaken.
No, he was competing.
Yeah, he was. He had
the year the year Scott won, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, bro.
It was Rory, Varner, Scott, and like someone else.
Yeah, Varner was in the lead, if I'm not mistaken.
Adam Hadwin, was he not up there that week, that year? Because I like Adam Hadwin as well.
Yeah.
And what are we getting? Mark him down, bro. Harold Varner, bro, for top 10, top 20. Give it to me.
Do we know why Maverick McNeely WD'd from last week? Was it because I'll bet him right now?
Well, I just thought that at 90s, when he was like 28 and 33s,
that's crazy,
2 weeks ago at Pebble Beach.
Yeah, I want to circle back on that.
Effectively, an equivalent of a really tough golf course.
I don't understand. Yeah, we'll get that.
I just thought the numbers stood out, to be honest.
Hang on a second. I just want to make sure he's actually like in this. I mean, he's got to be in the field, or they wouldn't have him in the fucking on the list here. But yeah, I mean, that's a great. I'm gonna absolutely have to have a Maverick McNeely bet because. Like you said, we were betting him. I bet him at like 33 to win Pebble.
Exactly. Adam Hadwin likes it around here. Hadwin likes a tough golf course. Has got to finish off rounds though. I mean, he can be up there for free. He's almost like a real poor man's Tony Finau. Yeah.
He's got really two wins, poor. I believe. Hadwin's got two or three wins, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I love him on tough golf courses.
Oh, we missed the bombs drop. Damn it. Well, we're talking about some bombs here, so we got to get the bombs dropped. That's the best one.
Well, he's
because there's a million guys here. We're going to keep talking about a lot of these dudes, so let's drop it now.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
All right, who else are you looking at here, Gordon? Because you, Flash, you.
Adam Hadwin, course home. Love him on tough golf courses. Plods around. Yep. He is your type of player that will go 67, 69, 68, 68. Do you know what I mean? And not be stressed.
Okay.
He's a player that doesn't mind putting 14, 15 pars together. Adam Hadwin was like a U.S. Open type winner if he puts it together on a
Corey Pavin mold.
That's the type of player I'm looking at here.
Haven, do you have the James is going on a rant drop free by any chance?
Oh, my God.
We're going to talk about some other guys here real quick, but let me know when you have that one dialed because there's some weird shit going on down here.
Got the James to go on a rant now.
If you've won every single year since you've been on the PGA Tour at least once, you have 11 wins on tour, including a major, including multiple WGCs, including Torrey Pines.
And you're plus 140.
What the fuck is going on?
Patrick Reed.
I mean, he's 140, guys. Like, what are we doing here?
Patrick Reed is 140.
Yeah, 140. I bet him at 90. Look, I know he's fat. I know he's fucking ugly. I know his family hates him. I know he cheats. I get all that.
I see 66, so that's a big number.
Bro, I'm looking at fucking Bookmaker. That means the fucking nerds hate him, which is fine. Because, like, 140? Like, he's going to get last? Like, are you saying he's, like, he's priced with fucking, like Cage Lee and Troy Merritt, who's obviously one here. So, I mean, I guess that's not that big. Andrew Putnam?
Yeah, to be fair.
Patton Kizzire?
It's something strange, or it might be a glitch, because he's in between Answer at 90 and Luke List at 77. Patrick, so unless he's had, like, an accident this evening.
No, well, if you look at his stats, he looks like he's a 2 handicap. Let me just say that right now.
No, yeah, I get that.
I mean, this dude can barely get the ball airborne. But who the fuck cares? It's Patrick Reed. Like, if anyone's going to flip it on a hard golf course, I mean, his – look. He could scrape it around and get up and down with basically the best of them. 140. I mean, put some respect on his fucking name, man. Like, what are we doing? This is insane. The nerds are taking over. I'm telling you, they're just taking over the world. Nerds love Patrick, hate Patrick Reed, and they love Xander at 16.
Like, well, I can't wait to get him for top 20. I mean, the guy just hitting it okay.
I mean, 140.
What do we think about Patrick Rogers? 150 to 1.
Negative. We can have
top 20. He's a local West Coast boy, though, guy. Isn't he? Local boy.
Nope.
Yeah, forget West Coast guy. I mean, I like McNeely at 90. Like, I think McNeely actually has way more win equity. Thigala,
Fowler at 200 to 1.
Who?
Ricky Fowler.
Have you not brought up your boy Molinari yet? That's my question. We've gone. How many? Where are we at here? We're in an hour, and you haven't even brought up Molinari.
I like him. I'm
200.
On
200, Molinari.
200?
Yeah.
200. You 200.
I bet him at 105 and 200. How about that for a jump?
200. Like, this guy's like not playing that bad.
What a story.
Yeah.
I mean, he's live here.
A lot of people think back home that he's gonna win something this year.
I mean, he's playing better. He seems like he's kind of going to do what he did.
And this is the type of golf course, by the way, where he will do good. He's patient.
He's not long, though. He's going to have to hit some irons.
Plus 20,000.
I mean, that's fucking insane. I mean, let's just be real.
For a major winner who has looked like he's potentially going to be coming back.
Chesko and Reed are so mispriced. I mean, it's just so fucking insane. Like, they're at 200 to 1 and 140 to 1.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about, like, on this golf course specifically. Now, if we were at some birdie fest where guys got to go fucking 30 under, like, I get it. But, like, these guys can just slap dick around and get up and down and make a bunch of pars and be right there, you know. I don't know. Whatever.
Crazy. Right. Crazy. I can get with that.
Crazy talk. Oh, I mean, like, Aaron Wise is like with Patrick Reed. I mean, imagine that world. Like, Aaron Wise is basically, they're saying they're the
same. You know what? I will tell y'all this. You might want to get a sprinkle on Aaron Rye for a top 20. He's quite a solid.
The Indian dude?
Yeah. I think he had a top 10. Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, he did. Aaron Rye, he's a Challenge Tour graduate.
Is he even here?
He came through a tour school.
He was in the final group at Torrey.
He won Challenge Tour.
Good player. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, okay. Put a little button on this. I mean, we have to assume. I don't know, man. Like, Scott, I think Scott was like 40.
Does Kevin like not 60. Have a win here? Am I tripping?
Who's that?
Kevin not.
No.
He won. I remember he was crying recently. Like, he won a big tournament.
No, it was not. It was like the fucking. No, it was not big.
Okay. He's at 85s.
No.
But right, Sung Kang did well here a few years back.
Oh God! You want to talk about blue balls?
We gotta get off. These
no,
guys.
No! I don't think Sung Kang's playing, but I'm saying that type of player, you know, one that just plots himself around the course.
I'm adding Maverick McNeely 100% to my card. That is what I love about 90 is great there.
Hold on, Kevin wins. I'm telling you, I think
Molinari at 200. I mean, what? That's just fucking insane. All right. Okay. I have some full tournament head-to-heads that I just want to run by you guys. You guys ready?
Go ahead.
Ready? All right. Can't lay over Rom. We already know where we're at there, right?
Rom. You guys hate.
Plus 135? Yes. Yay or nay? I just need a yay or nay.
Oh, I think that Rom actually is going to be my saver. If he has a going week after everything he's done in the last 2 weeks, if he hits it closer and putts well, 125th in putting last week. If he's top 45, he wins by 3 or 4. And by the way, if he wins by 4, that's plus 1,400.
Woo! Just to run away with it.
Yeah, before you do that, what do we think? Do we think this is a playoff? Just anybody. Yeah, but not for him to win by that many. Anybody. If it's 4 shots, he's plus 850. 5 shots, he's plus 1,400. And 6 shots is plus 2,200.
Run the bases. Bobby Mack is not in anyone's world. The dude is not good enough to win on the PGA Tour. Run the bases. Do not fucking touch Bobby Mack.
He wants to be on the rack.
He's in the chat. I get it. Bobby Mack is not good enough, or he would be playing on the PGA Tour if he was good enough to win on the PGA Tour. So do not bet him. Sorry. He just put Bobby Mack like 4 times in there.
Norin
either, dude. No, well, actually, Norin is interesting. He's actually playing well. He's just like, he's such a good putter now. Norin is better than Bobby Mack on the bases. And thank you for coming in. You're the man. I've followed your baseball for a long time.
Francesco Molinari is plus 400 for top 20.
That's a bet, 100% a bet. I would be betting that.
Who?
No. Molinari top 20. That would be on my card.
Plus 400.
Oh, I wanted to go with my talked about the new top 20 strategy. I'm taking like one thoroughbred for at like even money for a unit, and then like exactly like Molinari, 400 to ones, getting 1, 2, maybe 3 of those guys. Because what I realized is like, you know, the more top 20s you make, like you're kind of game theorying yourself out of it, right? Like not everyone can make it the top 20. So the more you make, the more you take, you just like the more that makes the like 20, the less they can, right? So,
I would take like 5 guys.
Yeah, and also what you find
real
is
simple, real tight.
And also what you find is it's more important for some of these boys to actually make the top 20 than you could be sitting there in the like 8th or 10th with one of the bit thoroughbreds. And once their chance is gone, they end up 25th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't give a toss.
Whereas the other guys will play for par to get the fucking money.
Exactly.
Right?
Every par is a prisoner with some of them boys that are needing to get the FedEx points.
I think you're absolutely right on that. That's a very good comment. Brooks over Jordan Spieth. I mean, I bet at 2 units at minus 110 and it moved away from me. This is the 3rd week in a row it's happened. I bet Chez over Cam Champ and I bet at 2 units, moved against, bet it again, win. Last week, what was it last week? Last week, Berger. The nerds bet Berger because they were like, oh, my stats matter. He's playing. No, he's hurt. Burns destroyed him. Not really. They both missed a cut, but that's another exact same thing. Moved against. Now we're in the same situation. Brooks, minus 110, bet it twice. Moved against me, bet it again. I just don't understand how Spieth can never be competitive here.
By the way, I am spending some Rams futures money here.
Brooks Spieth, you guys have an opinion?
No, that's fine. I like that number. You got a good number on there.
Cool. I took Gooch over Finau. I just think Finau is just broken right now. I don't think he's a very good golfer.
Gooch is playing really well.
Gooch is playing solid. This is an interesting one. Siwoo got some insane steam at Bookmaker. Like he moved from like 90 to he's at 54 and a half right now. So he took a lot of money. So we got a lot of Siwoo fans here. I mean, do we see Siwoo? So.
I was a Siwoo fan back in the day when he was at 225 to 1.
Oh, my biggest golf win ever. Biggest golf win ever. Thank you, Siwoo.
I just don't think he has the approach game. I mean, he can't gain a full stroke on approach.
I don't understand how his swing is so good, bro. I do not get it.
It's his putting. He puts it – I think his proximity to the flag might be better than most on tour. His iron play is magnificent as well. He just doesn't convert the chances.
He does. Okay. He has good course history. I think what I think is happening. I think the bookmaker is really weighing course history heavily here. So that I'm getting just a lot of differences because I don't. I mean, when you got Bubba Watson 35 to 1, you know, so that means the nerds really love course history for this golf course, and that's why Siwoo's coming up because he has excellent course history here. He's 26th in course history. He's 37th, which I mean that's solid.
Yeah, I've seen him show up here.
Yeah, but for like 90-1, I mean, you know, that's pretty good. I faded him with Lanto, my dude. I don't know. I mean, that's
kind of that Adam Scott plus 200, Max Homer plus 200, top 20s.
Who's your bat out of hell?
Oh, who's the guy who comes out from nowhere?
Yeah.
I think it's Chesko, to be honest with you.
Chesko?
Can he be the guy?
I'm going to take James Hahn again.
Wow, 240-1.
He just shows up. He just shows up randomly. Yeah.
I love this. Is a good one. Bat out of hell. God, it's got to be. I mean, Chesko 200. That's pretty. I mean, would that really be that surprising?
Kuchar at 250, and he has got form around this golf course. He don't miss many.
Leader here 1 year. I remember
third round leader.
What's that?
He had a third round leader.
Yeah, I think he had first, second, and third. I mean, yeah. Was that the year Scott won? Or was that the year before?
Every time I see Matt Kuchar hit the ball, it looks like it's going 240. Oh,
exactly. No, it doesn't. And he always hits every club that say, like, everything's that daffy fairway he would. Like 140 in, don't worry. I've just
when it hits the club face, it makes this sound.
There is a player that I'd like to mention now, so that I think that he will bug the leaderboard at some stage this year, especially if the conditions are windy.
Who was that? I missed it.
Brandon Grace. I'm not having him this week. I want him to get a bit more comfortable in his surroundings, but he is streaky, you know?
Yeah, I think if we're going to go straight bomb, I mean, Chesko, I mean, can't Patrick Reed at 140 be the bomb? I mean, it's fucking 140. I mean, what?
Yeah, I'll take Patrick Reed 140. Easy.
I mean, that's crazy. Okay. Let me just see here. Speaking of Kuchar, do you have any exposure to Ricky Fowler?
He said he liked Ricky. He said he liked Ricky.
I bet Kuchar over Ricky. And that same number steamed way against me. Ricky's the favorite. Kuchar over Ricky now.
200s for Ricky. And he was like, I think he lost 6 shots on the greens last week.
Really?
Around.
He's become a terrible putter somehow. Like, he used to be such a great putter.
Super weird. He wasn't even close to the hole.
Bro, I'm telling you, when you got money and a baby, bro, things change.
I mean, Ricky's missed 3 straight cuts. I mean, this guy fucking sucks now.
Yeah, I bet him last week. I had him.
That was not a good bet, Flash.
No. Horrendous. But last but not least,
speaking of moles,
speak down with me.
I got moles over Thigala at plus 131. By the way,
that's a steal. That's not a bad bet.
Think about we're talking about, like, you know, you're going off. You want to fade a dude who just won? How about fading the dude who just like came as close as ever? Had 33 Indian dudes like sitting there on the green side waiting for him when he got done. And it's like the whole family and the emotion was crying at the press conference. Yeah, I mean, Molinari is like, what do you mean? I want a British. Okay. Fuck you.
Question. Tony lost a playoff. Was that 2 years ago or last year?
Last year against Homer.
At Phoenix.
Webb.
I know, but that 2 years ago?
Yep.
So what did he do here?
That's a great question. Dude, Tony was so good then. Tony was so much better golfer than Thigala was, but I'm gonna check
that out. I just think fading a guy who had a chance to win.
Yeah, 51st. Like, he barely made the cut and then just
kind of. So that would be a good reason.
You said that, Nudo, but he had the 54 or 36 hole lead 2 tournaments ago as well, didn't he? He's been banging on the door.
Who's that?
Thigala.
Oh yeah, he's a good player. He's gonna be good.
Three tournaments back, he was at the 36 or 54 old lead.
For these young guys to play back to back and then have that up and down. Yeah. For the young dudes, like, to me, it's just a full fade. And we're getting Molinari, who's basically like just a stalwart at plus 130.
Yeah, and listen, he's driving. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's it.
Perfect.
All right.
This is great.
Flash, is there anything we haven't talked about that you think is relevant this week? Or just give a full blown recap?
Top 20 banker. That's the one. Top 20 banker.
Okay.
That's worth some money, though. Like, there's a whole bunch.
I think, because what I'm thinking of doing is if you get, just say, I don't know, just say you 2.5 free units on all your Mickey Mouses, and you have 1 free unit play as a saver, then you've got all of them bets for free.
Decky and Willie Z, I think, are automatic top 20s for me.
Yeah, Willie Z.
Yep.
I do like Willie Z. I've just gone with Molinari, Homer, and Scott.
I like that. So that just that's it. That's all you need. Boom. Done.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do think Willie Z's worthy of.
He's going to win. Willie Z's winning this, right? Like, he really is going to win. Are we all have bets on Willie Z? Yep. No, you didn't get him, did you?
Oh, are we on Willie Z to win?
I think we all are. Are you?
I like him.
Yeah, are these greens just crazy enough for him to actually make it happen?
Yeah, 38-50. Yeah. No, because I can't have his putting stroke.
He's just got to gain two strokes putting somehow, some way.
Exactly. He's got to chip in a few times.
Just do something, man. I feel for him because you can't miss the same fucking exact putt on the PGA Tour. You just can't do it. Like, if you have the same putt, and Cantlay did it too. Last week, Cantlay had the same fucking putt and missed them both. Like, these guys, I mean, God, you can't miss the same putt, man.
Ugh. Yeah.
Frustrating. Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we talked about every fucking golfer in this field. So
yeah, and that's what we love about this golf course because it's a true test of golf.
It is.
If you're Brooks and you're struggling to drive, you can put a line through him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, you're right.
I do think that Rahm is a worthy favorite. I do not like your head-to-head. I'll go on record with that.
+135. I'll take that shit all day. He's beat him two out of three tournaments this year. Cantlay has beat Rahm. Just throwing it out there.
I just can't get away from the tied second with greens in reg.
I get it.
Sixth in driving.
He's a hot putter away from winning by five, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I agree.
Or more.
Oh, okay. I got it. This is one prop you really – I have watched this tournament every year.
Okay.
And playoff or one-stroke victory is just about money here. Very few runaways here.
Oh, that's auto because you can't run away because you can't make birdies. Like, just telling it's great, a perfect.
Great prop. Wait, you're going to get +350 on one and +250 on the other. It's a great prop.
Wait, you have plus on both those?
It's always plus one. It's always plus.
Oh, there's
plus
no one by two plus here. No one's ever won by two here. Like recently. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's 330 in the playoff and +210 by one. And the beauty you've got at this course is you've got your birdie on 16, birdie on 17, possible eagles to come from behind. And if you are in front, you're probably laying up on 17.
It's a great prop.
17 is not an easy birdie on Sunday. That's not an auto birdie by any
means. And birdies on 18 are like rocking all shit. Do you remember Homer last year? Suck it to like 3 foot and missed. And I had to win in the playoff.
I do remember. I wish we had some hole-in-one props, but we don't. I don't see them yet.
They're here.
Are they?
I think so. I just saw one.
Here we go. Hole-in-one. Okay.
-120, -110.
Wait, no. Will it be in hole-in-one? I have -130, +100 for a yes. I think, I mean, there's no way there's a. Well, no. Wrong that one?
Hole-in-one.
Oh, back in.
Or will there not be?
Okay.
Oh, that was from the dude from the depths, man. That was awesome. Yes or no? No is one -130. Yes is +100. I'll tell you what. Just based upon the weather and the fucking, I mean,
it's a coin flip, isn't it?
There's no way. I mean, you have to. I mean, these greens are going to be.
No, of course there will be. There will be on the sixth, won't there? Because they take when they have it on the left of the pit, they take it up the bank and it rolls back down. Do you remember? They take it beyond the flag. So as we're looking at the hole on six. Yep.
Let's just go through them real quick. Four is dead, right? There's no fucking way on four.
No four. Six. Everyone is going up the bank and it rolls back down.
Okay.
Yes is the
easiest
answer.
Hole. That was one of the easier holes. It's the 14th.
Let's hope you can get it on Thursday or Friday.
But it still plays 199. I mean, it's not like a. I mean, they're hitting what 7 iron
downhill though. Downhill probably cover half difference.
190
probably going in there what with 8 iron, so they're gonna get grip.
16. I'm trying to remember 16. It's a shorty.
No, it's that rock hard one.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one where it bounces fucking 5 feet in the air.
That's the one where if you're 6 foot from the flag, you can steal free putt.
Mm. All right.
Anywhere on that green. Do you remember they normally have it back right?
Yeah.
We got one question.
The roughs about
we got a question.
Your question is Scottish. Top Scott, McIntyre, Laird, or Nagis.
This is for our guest here.
Yeah, this is for the guest.
One of the Scottish, Top Scott.
Yeah,
Top Scott. Here.
You see it on the screen here?
No, I'm not watching. Oh, right, okay. Top Scott. I'd go with
Laird and Knox are super high.
I'd go Russell Knox.
Wow. I like that. Yeah, get the big dog here. Because I think I think those guys are all basically the same golfer. I mean, McIntyre plays on the European Tour. Laird and Knox are PGA Tour players.
Knox last week, though, didn't he? Did he come through the field?
Who's that?
Russell Knox came through the field last week.
Yeah, you know, he played last week. Knox is like full status. He plays every week.
No, yeah, but I think he came through as in when people were dropping away, he still held his...
Oh, yeah, he played well. Okay. See, that's some...
All right.
Overseas.
Well, we definitely went over this tournament.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff, guys. Yeah. That was... All right.
Okay.
So pick one winner. Let me just pick one winner real quick. Hey, get one guy to win. One bet to rule them all. Even head-to-head's fine. Top 20, just one bet to rule them all.
Decky over whoever he's up against.
So you like Decky to win this tournament?
I like Decky to win the tournament, and whoever I hope he's up against Xander. Who's he up against in the?
He's got Scottie Scheffler.
Good, that's fine.
I like Max Homa to put up a great defense and top 20.
Okay,
plus 200.
I like it. I'm Brooks over Spieth. That's my best bet. There's just no way Spieth will.
You're
never
going
see
with Jordan Spieth.
What's that?
Did you say you're going against Jordan?
Yeah, Brooks over Spieth. Spieth will not hit fairways, and yeah,
I'll put them all out on Twitter anyway.
That's it. You know it's going on Twitter, baby. You already know that.
It's exciting.
All right, boys. Well, Flash.
Hey, it's been an absolute pleasure, boys. I'm in the wings anyway. So even when I'm not here talking to you, I'm there cheering you on.
I appreciate it. Hey, and we will 100% have you on for St. Andrews. There's no question about that.
Yeah, that will be a shootout.
That'll be fun. And you will.
Bryson is going to light that course up. Bryson going to light St. Andrews up.
Oh, cool. Yeah. He's going to play it.
Yeah, you're right. He can hit it anywhere though. There's never any danger. He can hit it anywhere. Remember Spieth? Spieth won it. If Spieth can win now, Bryson can too.
As long as
he's fit.
Haven, I think our next podcast is going to be for the players because there's nothing between now and the players. We have a special guest already locked in for that, by the way.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Look forward to that.
We have a good one. You got our drop? You got our extra exit music lined and ready to roll?
I think we're just going to go with the
acapella?
No, we're going to go with the intro music.
Okay, let's do it. All right, guys. Flash, good luck, thank gents. You so much, man. We really appreciate it. Good luck. Hey, we'll see you soon. All right, bro?
Yeah, baby.
All right. Take us home.
This is it, why? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, why? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes can't quit, why? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, why? Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levity.
Nice. Let me, how do I turn off in broadcast? There we go.